the radio.
For more, go to SeanOnTheRadio.com.
This is an emergency. Tempo has reached critical levels.
Now give me a beat.
Come on. It feels so good.
I love it.
Turn it up.
Oh, yeah.
Stand by for action.
What's up, everyone? You're listening to Shona on the Radio at ShonaOnTheRadio.com. Check us out at Facebook at Facebook.com/ShonaOnTheRadio, on Twitter at Shona on the Air, and on Instagram at Shona on the Radio. And Lala, what's your Facebook?
It's Facebook.com/TheLalaMarie.
And we are back after a little week off.
Yeah. Had some things come up, so we had to take a break.
Yes, we did. So what has been going on?
It's been crazy. I was in Cape Cod.
That's right.
Yeah. It was a good time, you know. A lot of fishing. It's a small little town. I only went to one part of it, but I did go whale watching, and that was cool. I saw a few whales. Then I had some family issues after that, you know, an uncle passed away, unfortunately. So it was a little crazy last week.
But yeah.
And it's crazy again this week because my son's birthday party is this weekend.
That's right, he's going to be three?
Three, yes. And it's been so hectic with getting everything prepared, all the kids that are coming, I'm kind of freaking out about it because there's like 30 kids coming.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So watching 30 kids in a pool, I said to the parents, like, you all have to come.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want any kid.
No, I'm not babysitting.
No, definitely not. So I'm sure he's excited.
Oh my God, yes. This is like the first year that he's actually understanding what a birthday party is and presents and all of that. So all he talks about is my party. He invites like strangers. If you go to the store, he's like to the cashier, oh, you come to my party, you know? So it's really cute, but he's so excited.
I'm sure he's got the birthday list written out.
He doesn't really...
Well, not written out.
Not written out, but he knows what he wants. Like, he wants Play-Doh, and he'll say like, oh, you get me Play-Doh, you get me this, but... So, but yeah, next year he'll probably be writing out the list.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
What's new in your woods?
My woods? Not much. I mean, I went to some concerts. I saw Gavin DeGraw, who grew up in our area, and Andy Grammer, who also grew up in our area.
I know, our two celebrities.
Yeah, and Aaron Tveit. I don't know. I'm pretty sure you graduated with him.
Yeah, he went to Middletown, right?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, he went to Middletown.
His brother graduated, I think, a year behind me.
Yeah.
I mean, in front of me.
Yeah.
So it was cool to see him. Aaron was there as well.
That's cool.
But we actually grew up together. He wouldn't remember me, though, because I haven't seen him in, gosh, probably 20 years.
Aaron,
yeah. But his brother, John, I saw him. So it was cool to catch up with him and his parents. And
now, just for the listeners who might not know who we're talking about now, what was he in, Aaron?
Aaron Tveit, he was on, I think, a few Broadway shows. And he was just in Grease.
Okay, yes, that's what it was.
I don't know the exact name of it, but it was the Grease TV show that was on Fox.
Yes.
So, and he's on a few TV shows.
Yeah, he's
now
in a few TV shows. I think we actually named a street after him, too, in Middletown.
Yeah.
The mayor named a street after him, so.
We did. Aaron Tveit Way, it is.
Yes.
And it happens to be right outside my cousin's tattoo shop, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they did this whole street dedication event.
That's really cool. Yeah, I remember that, and he was there, and he saw the pictures of that. That's awesome.
So he did a great job. It was fantastic. He did a lot of covers, and people were just going crazy.
Yeah.
It's so weird, you know, how somebody so local and somebody who we grew up with is so famous.
Yeah. And that's why people go crazy, because it's just, you always think of celebrities as gods. That's how I see it, you know. But then once you realize, well, they're just local people like me, and they just made it big, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Good for them.
His father was telling my mom about how he went to Japan, and people in Japan were recognizing him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He actually had to start saying that he wasn't Aaron Tveit because he was being so bombarded. So he had to, like, go down a separate street.
And yeah.
If anyone else came up to him, he had to say, no, that's not,
yeah,
you know.
They're going to notice, especially, like, you can't blend in there because as soon as any American goes to Japan or China,
oh, yeah,
the spotlight's, like, on them. You don't even have to be a celebrity, and they're following you everywhere.
Yeah.
So.
Who's that? Who's
that's
that?
Cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was really cool to see him. And Gavin, of course, was sweet as always.
I love Gavin. He's a sweetheart.
Aaron,
Andy Grammer.
Mm-hmm. He was from Monroe. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Awesome. And you had the pictures up, right? I saw that.
Yeah, I put some.
He was, like, on
up.
Your back.
Yeah.
That
he was
funny.
Like, bear hugging me. I'm like, all right, there. But yeah, it was cool. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, I met a new cousin of mine.
Another cousin?
Another cousin.
What is this, number 89?
I don't know. Probably like 100 and something. I was at a restaurant, which we haven't been to in years. So my mom and I just were like, oh, let's go to the Quickway Diner. You know, remember that commercial?
Yeah, the Quickway Diner.
So we walk in, and I'm like, I think that's my cousin. So I don't say anything, but I have her on Facebook.
Yeah.
Never met her. So she's, like, looking at me, and I'm looking at her. So I said, Ma, you know, I think that's our cousin. She's like, no, that's not our cousin. I'm like, no, I'm telling you. So I pull it up on Facebook, and she's, like, looking at the picture, looking at the lady. She's like, oh, I think you're right. So she goes, she does look like so-and-so. So it just so happens it was my cousin.
That's
and
so
the
weird.
Girl finally was like, I think we're related.
That is so weird.
And I was like, yeah, I think we are. So she's like, it's so good to meet you. And I was like, this is so awkward. So, yeah.
Now you have another family party to go to.
Well, hopefully not. But speaking of family parties, I also went to two weddings.
That's crazy.
2 weeks.
That
we haven't seen
each
other.
That's an expensive 2 weeks, huh?
Very. The first wedding, I ate from the time we walked in till after midnight. I mean, I probably gained like 10 pounds.
Oh, I love weddings, so
yeah.
You can always bring me.
Oh, it was so good. You would have loved it. And the second wedding was nice. It was my best friend since fourth grade, so she got married. And, of course, we ate from the time we got in to the time we left. So, that's how it is.
That's the best part of the wedding. That and dancing.
Well, there was no dancing, really, at the second wedding.
Hmm?
Yeah, not really.
Wow.
I mean, they had a DJ who's good, but...
Yeah. Your family doesn't like to dance, or your friend?
No, maybe, I don't know. You know, a lot of people were outside, because it was so hot.
Okay, yeah.
So a lot of people were outside, and the DJ was like, all right, we're going to do the cha-cha slide. And she's like, who wants to do the cha-cha slide? And nobody wanted
to
do it.
Wow, like, my wedding was this big, like, club fest. Like, everyone was on the dance floor.
The whole night?
The whole night. I mean, that's how I am, so I made sure, I told my DJ, I'm like, you get everyone out of their seats.
Yeah.
So besides the really old people, everyone was on the floor.
Dancing?
Yes, of course, all night.
Morning till night.
I didn't even eat my dinner, I was dancing the whole time.
Really?
Yes. But that's just me, that's how I always have been. Always dancing.
Yeah. Well, you're always going out to clubs and different places and salsa dancing, I think you do, right?
Yes, I love dancing. Keeps you young.
Well, I'm not a big dancer, but I don't know.
Yeah, you have to come out one time. I'll get you dancing.
Okay. Well, we have a huge show today. We not only do we have our crazy criminal stories, but we have a lot of news.
Yeah, it's been busy these past 2 weeks, so...
Yes, and also we will be hearing from upcoming artist Aleem, and a lot more to come, so stay tuned. You're listening to Shauna on the Radio with Wawa.
Ragdoll, living in a movie. Hot tramp, that is in cutie. You're so fine, I never see you leaving by the back door. Don't mind, come on up and see me. Ragdoll, baby, won't you?
in all the old scenes. Speak easy on the grapevine. Keep shoveling in the shoe shine.
Around the world and in Hollywood, but what's going on around the world first?
Around the world, we got, I mean, well, I guess it's not really around the world, but around the world, it's, they're talking about it. They have the flooding that went on in Louisiana. That was the past, what, 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks, yeah. Did you hear about the president?
What, he was on vacation, or?
Or, I don't know where he was, but it took him like a week to show up.
Yeah, yep, heard
unreal.
That. And they're saying that this is, like, worse than Hurricane Katrina. That went on. What else went on? There's been so much going on. It's crazy. Earthquake in Italy. And yes. My in-laws were in Italy. They just got back last night, but they were in Italy for 2 weeks when it happened, and...
They weren't near it, though,
no,
right?
Thank God they weren't near it, but that's the first thing I thought. I was like, oh, my God, of course. They go to Italy, and then there's a major earthquake, but that is... It was a really bad earthquake. I think it was a 6.3 or something, and...
The damage, though, that...
Yeah.
I mean...
That town is demolished.
Demolished.
It's sad.
I saw pictures. I saw some videos, like, that the news showed, and...
Yeah.
I just couldn't believe it.
It's really sad. And I guess it was a very historical town. Like, the buildings were really old, and now it's just gone. All that history is gone. But, so that's, you know, around the world what's going on. And then we have over here... Did you hear about Chris Brown? Why he's in the headlines?
Yes. Yeah. I did. Yes. And I saw, on TMZ, they had a video... Of him flipping out.
Yeah. He's not all there. He must have some issues because, you know, the whole thing with Rihanna, when he hit her, he beat her up. He has a lot of issues. But this the newest thing with him, the latest thing, is the police had like a standoff type thing with him because he had a gun.
Right. Was he pointing it at the police though, or?
It didn't say, but he had pointed it at a female. That's how this all started. This female was at his house in his hot tub, you know, hanging out, and
just a random girl, right?
I think she says she's Miss California or something, like she's one of the pageant girl, but okay. Yeah, she had come there one time before with a friend, and this was her second time being there, hanging out at a party, or in the hot tub, whatever, and she left the hot tub, and as she was walking through the house, Chris Brown's, like, security or crew or friend had his jewelry out, like, displaying it and showing everyone, and she went over there and, like, I don't know if she touched it just to say, oh, this is nice. And Chris Brown started flipping out on her. And he took a gun out and pointed it in her face and said, get the F out of my house. And then, so she's trying to leave, and then they said, no, you're not leaving. We want you to sign this non-disclosure agreement. Basically, that she can't talk about what just happened. And her cell phone was in the house. She's like, give me my cell phone. They said, no, not until you sign this paper. And she wouldn't sign, so she just left and called the police.
How'd she get her phone?
I don't think she even got her phone.
Oh, okay.
She was with a friend. I don't know. It didn't say if she got it or not, but she left. And her and her friend called the police. So, yeah, that's not good. No,
but good for her.
Yeah.
If I was in that situation, as much as I love my cell phone and it's my lifeline and I have everything on there, I depend on it, I would leave too without it.
Yeah.
That could be replaced. Your life cannot.
She said that he's always been really nice, but that, I guess when this happened, he didn't seem like he was in his right mind. Like he was on drugs or alcohol or something, you know.
Oh,
so.
Absolutely. Something's
but
up.
How stupid can you be? And then to just be like that with the police, you know it's going to be all over the news. Just, you know, I really don't understand people sometimes. And,
you know what I also think it is that he's famous.
Mm-hmm.
He's a celebrity. He's got that ego and got that attitude, and he thinks that he's above the law.
Yeah. A lot of people do, unfortunately.
And guess what, Chris Brown? You're not.
No. No. I thought he learned that before when he got in trouble.
Yeah.
There's something that's been going on that's, you know, me in my rants, and have you heard about Colin Kaepernick? I don't know if I'm saying his last name right, but the quarterback for the 49ers football team.
Yeah, can you believe what he did?
Yeah, he's not standing up for the anthem. And you know me, I've been arguing with people, friends, people on Facebook about this, and I know our country is not great at all. There's been times where I just want to move out of here because of where it's headed. But I just feel that, like, his reasons, he said, I'm not going to stand because of the flag or the anthem represents oppression and all that. And I feel like it's just for attention because there's a lot of other things that he could be doing with his money to help that so-called oppression or the injustices done that, you know, he's complaining about. He said he didn't stand because of police brutality also. So I was very upset at it because now they're coming out saying, oh, well, the anthem is about slavery, or, you know, whoever wrote it was with slavery. Who cares at this point? You know, we've all moved on from that. We're all better people. We have changed the laws. Slavery is not, well, I mean, other countries it is in existence, but if a song was written in those times, it doesn't mean that it necessarily means that to people. Like, when I hear the anthem, I'm not thinking about slavery, you know?
No.
So for him to use that, I feel, was kind of silly, and it was really disrespectful. And after reading the article and arguing with people, like, I was getting so mad. And I went to work yesterday, and I work at a daycare also. And these two little boys came in who I've never met before. One was 4, the other was, like, 7. And their mother couldn't speak much English. I couldn't figure out where they were from, but I couldn't understand her very well. And the two little boys had American flags on their shirts. And I'm just, like, thinking, you know, like, okay, they're wearing the flag. Their mom doesn't speak English. So she started talking to me when she came back. And she's like, she told me she's from Bosnia. And she just went on, without me asking, just went on about how happy she is to be in America. And, you know, her boys to grow up here, and she wants her son to be an engineer. And she just, you know, tell me about all the trouble she had over in Bosnia. And I just was, like, thinking of this celebrity who's making all that money sitting there, you know, disgracing our flag and the anthem, not respecting
bashing our country.
Bashing the country. And then you have these people, like, that come from countries that are worse off than us, that would die to take his place. Take even a little seat, you know, to be in our country. And he's sitting there doing that and disrespecting the flag.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of, like... When I saw that, it made me happy to see how proud this woman is to be in our country. And it made me realize that, you know what, yes, I don't like a lot about America, but it is a lot better than a lot of places around the world that are suffering.
Absolutely.
And we should be grateful and we should be respectful. And that's what he should be doing. If he has an issue with police brutality and oppression, take it up somewhere else. Not with an anthem and a flag that our men overseas, that gives them support and that gives them hope. Don't take it out on that.
Absolutely.
And that's my opinion on it.
You know, and what's sad is that, you know, I don't know the whole story, but I do know that I'm pretty sure he got suspended.
I don't know.
From playing. Mm-hmm. And I also heard that he's looking into suing because he has the right to the freedom of speech.
He does.
Yes, you do. But not when it comes to the flag and bashing.
I don't think that
opinion.
You should disrespect it. Like, if you're unhappy, there's other ways to go about it, and or just leave then. And they hate when people hate when you say just leave. But I just feel that way. Like, if you're that upset and you're not going to do anything about it, if you're just going to sit on your butt and, you know, be disrespectful, then leave. If you want to change it, then work hard and change it. Use your money and change something. That's not getting him... That's not changing anything sitting there.
No.
It didn't change anything but make people either really mad or the people who were with him, like, support him. It did not change anything. So it... I'm sorry. That's the wrong way to do it.
It is. It totally is, you know. And I wonder what his other teammates are saying and thinking.
They're not happy. A lot of them are not happy with it.
No?
No, from what I read, you know.
Well, good. They shouldn't be.
So anyway...
And he needs to learn a big lesson.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
I have my Pokemon Go stories. As
you do?
It just gets worse and worse every week with this Pokemon. But how stupid can a couple be? They wanted to go find Pokemon so bad that they left their 2-year-old baby in the house alone for hours. And the only reason that they got caught was because the 2-year-old must have woke up or whatever it was and was like, oh, where's mom and dad? And walked out of the house, wandered out of the house, was sitting in someone's yard in a diaper. And I think he had a t-shirt on, but in the 92 degree weather.
Oh,
by
my
himself.
Gosh. So obviously that neighbor came out and was
like, they called the cops. And then
whose kid are you?
I guess, I don't know if they did like a house by house asking questions, but they found out and the parents weren't there. And then they found them playing Pokemon. So they're charged with child endangerment. Thank God. That's just crazy. How obsessed can you be with a game? To like, oh, I'm just going to leave my son. I could see they run out like for in their yard, looking around their own yard for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. But
yeah,
multiple hours? What is
insane.
Wrong with people?
Insane. I hope CPS was called.
Yeah. Oh, yes, they were.
You know.
Yep. And the other one
this
was...
This game is just getting worse and worse.
No, yeah, there's... People are just so... They're like zombies with it, that they're not paying attention to anything. And they're not giving... They're not caring about anything. What they do, where they go. And the other story was with a guy, he was playing Pokemon as he was driving. And he crashed right into a police car.
Oh my gosh.
And there's like a video of it. And he says... And he actually, as soon as the police ran over to the car... He started cursing about the game. I knew I shouldn't have been playing this stupid game. And
how stupid can you be?
To hit a police car. That's bad luck. That's really bad luck.
Well, he definitely got a ticket.
Yes. So, once again, as I say every week, if you're playing the game, pay attention. Don't trespass. Don't commit a crime. Don't do it while you're driving. Be safe.
Yeah, and don't leave your child home alone.
Yeah, don't leave your kids home. Okay, no matter what, not even for Pokemon, don't leave your kids home alone.
Yeah, take them with you. I mean, it's good bonding time.
Yeah. And that's all I got for you today.
That is just crazy. Unreal. Well, I can't wait to see what next week brings with Pokemon.
Oh, God, no.
But on that note, we will be right back. You're listening to Shona on the Radio. Right now we have upcoming music artist Aleem on the phone. Hi.
How's it going? Thank you so much for having me on.
Good. So are you traveling right now, or where are you right now?
I'm currently in Chicago spending some time off with the family, so much needed time off, but very excited to be home.
Nice. So I checked out your video for your new single, Find Out. And I absolutely love it. Love the song.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that was a super fun video to make. Shot it out in Los Angeles with a really cool director, Philly Flyboy. He's from the hip-hop mold. But just a super fun, playful video that I hope everyone enjoys.
Yeah, I definitely did. Now, was it your concept of the video, or did you come up with the idea, or did you have people behind it?
Well, I think with the song being about, you know, getting cheated on, it was pretty simple to have that concept in the works. But I kind of wanted to, you know, just give a vision to the director and let him kind of roll with it and see where his mind was at with the song. So, yeah, I had a little bit of a hand in making the video, but it was all, you know, the director and his team. So very fun to see it come to life through someone else's perspective.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm assuming that you wrote the song.
I did write the song.
On a personal experience?
It is. You know, it's one of those songs that it's so fun to kind of listen to and jam to, but unfortunately a topic that I hope no one goes through. But it is a personal experience of, excuse me, me being in a relationship where I kind of felt that the commitment wasn't really there, and I was kind of scared that if I went away for some time, things would change. And being a musician, as you know, constantly on the road. So when I came home, the fear became reality, and the person I was involved with wasn't so much interested in being involved with me. So mm-hmm. A little bit of a bummer, but tried to make a positive situation out of it and wrote a fun song out of it.
Does this person know about the song?
They do not, but I'm sure once they hear it or have they've heard it, they will. So hopefully the message gets across.
Well, I'm sure it will, and I'm sure she's probably very embarrassed.
I hope so.
So, speaking of touring, you're taking a break, but you were on tour, and I'm assuming you're going to continue touring.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the single just got released earlier this month, so I was on the road doing a lot of press and promo out up in Canada. That's where I recorded the album. I was in the East Coast, Midwest, West Coast, so doing a lot of press, a lot of promo, and then taking a little break here, but I'll be back out in the fall doing the same thing, pushing the single out in the East Coast. I'll be up in Canada for a little bit, so very excited to get back out on the road.
Nice. So when is your album going to be released?
The album is set to release early next year, but this fall we'll be releasing a ton of singles off of the album, so very excited for everyone to check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is the writing process like for you?
So for this album, I really wanted to take an approach of just being as open as I could and really letting the listener in. So I wanted to focus this particular project on everything that's been going on the past 2 years in my life when I kind of sat down and really focused on writing this album. So each song off of this album is a personal story, so hoping that everyone can listen and relate to everything that I was going through. But yeah, just a very personable project, a very deep project in my opinion, and I'm excited to share it with everybody out there.
Well, I can't wait to hear the whole album.
Well, I can't wait to share it with you. Thank you.
So do you know if you're coming to New York anytime soon?
I will be there in October, I feel like, so don't know the dates currently just yet, but, you know, dates are always being added on this tour, so if you follow me on social media or my website, aleemusic.com, everything will be up there pretty soon as far as dates.
Great, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Aleem, for calling in today.
Appreciate it, Shauna.
It's been a while since I've seen you, baby. Couldn't wait to get home. You and I, we've been drifting lately. You swear to me nothing's wrong. Yeah, but I can tell you're not yourself. Don't you think I know there's someone else? How could you think I'd never find out? I see his car parked outside your house. I hear him whisper in the background. Think I know you by now. Guess nothing lasts forever. How could you think I'd never find out? Find out.
tell you're not yourself. Don't you think I know there's someone else? How could you think I'd never find out? I see his car parked outside your house. I hear him whispering in the background. I think I know you by now. Guess nothing lasts forever. How could you think I'd never find out? Find out. People talking, can't avoid it. I thought I knew you better. How could you think you'd ever get away with this? I'm not stupid, so give me back my sweater. How could you think I'd never find out? I see his car parked outside your house. I hear him whisper in the background. Think I know you by now. Guess nothing lasts forever. How could you think I'd never find out? I see his car parked outside your house. I hear him whisper in the background. Think I know you by now. Guess nothing lasts forever.
Listening to Shona on the Radio with Lala, and I always like to search the internet for some stupid criminal stories.
They're always really funny.
And I found some hilarious ones.
Oh yeah?
Oh my gosh. So the first one I found is a man in South Carolina. He decided to get revenge on his ex-girlfriend who cheated on him. Apparently, and he went to the girl's job, and cops saw him, you know, kneeling down, spray painting her car, writing "cheater" on it.
Mm-hmm.
However, he spelt it wrong.
Oh no!
He spelt it C H E E T E R.
A cheater.
Yes. And they also found marijuana on him. So,
oh,
he got arrested for that. So, hopefully he really learns his lesson.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Like, spell it right, at least, if you're going to write that or spray paint someone's car.
Exactly. Like, come on now. And the next one I have, this is hilarious. A girl in no other than Florida, of course. She gets arrested for having drugs on her, and they say, you know, you can't go, she tried to go through, like a metal detector machine type thing, and she kept telling them, I can't, I'm pregnant. So they gave her a pregnancy test that came back negative. They made her go through it, found out she has a crack pipe up her, you know what.
She's pregnant with a crack pipe.
Yes. She's told them that she was holding on to it for a friend.
Oh, right. That's a good spot to keep it.
Yeah. So.
Nice and safe and warm.
Yeah. Well, she's in jail.
Yeah. I would think so. She's lucky that didn't break in there.
Exactly.
They should have made her do some squats.
Yeah. And her bond is $11,000.
Jeez.
So she won't be out of jail anytime soon.
No.
The last one I have is a man. He went to court, traffic court, and he decided he was going to try and sell some drugs in traffic court.
Oh. That's a good place to sell it.
Yes. So, obviously, you know, he tried to sell it outside of the court, and he was arrested, so.
That's pretty brazen and pretty stupid. Oh, my God.
Can't make this stuff up.
No. Well, I guess that's why they're criminals.
I mean, how dumb? I don't know what's dumber. The guy that liked his own photo?
Yeah.
His own mugshot on Facebook?
Well, I still actually, not to change the subject, but, well, on that same topic, there was an article about a girl who they put out a wanted photo for her, and she was unhappy with the way she looked, so as they're putting it in the news and using that, she wrote on the police's Facebook page, "Could you use a better picture of me? I don't want that in the news." And I didn't, I don't know where it was. It was in the States, but yeah. So she's, how stupid is she? Like, oh, I don't like that picture. Can you put up a different picture when you're searching for me? Okay, thanks.
How funny is that? It's right here.
Yeah.
It's right here on the,
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Yeah, this photo doesn't look too good.
So. No.
While we're on the topic, we might as well read it.
Yeah. I thought it was hilarious. I'm like, oh my god, like, you're that vain that you're gonna get caught because of that.
Yes. Oh my gosh. In Australia.
Oh, so it is Australia. Okay, I was wrong. Sorry.
Yeah, she looks like she's got, like, some type of... Almost kind of looks like a shawl, but... Yeah. Kind of looks like a blanket.
And her hair is all messed up. She looked like a homeless woman.
Yeah, she did. She was 18. Happened on August 19th. And she... What did she do? Police hunted her for days, but came up empty-handed. 5 days later, on August 24th, Sydney posted this statement regarding Sharp's disappearance on their Facebook page, including two less than flattering pictures of Sharp. And she asked for them to use a better picture.
That is funny. Oh, man. She's dumb. Pretty dumb. Well, that was it.
Oh, can you please use this photo, please, and thank you. Yours truly.
Oh, my God.
And it's like somebody holding the camera out taking a selfie with
her. So she took a selfie and said, please use this one to search for me. Yes. Thanks, I'm going to go back into hiding now.
Exactly. All right.
Yeah, that wins the award, I think, for the dumbest criminal so far.
Definitely. So stupid. Come on, people.
Mm-hmm.
Unreal. It kind of reminds me of the guy who we went to school with who was on the mugshot search list.
Every week? Or
A few months ago, he didn't like his own picture, but he shared it on his page.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah, and other people that we went to school with was commenting, I wonder if he's going to like it. I wonder if he's going to see it.
Oh, man.
And lo and behold, he shared it on Facebook. So I'm pretty sure they caught him.
Wow. All right.
Unreal. People are crazy.
And stupid.
And stupid, yes, for sure. Well, we will be back with our Product of the Week feature for this week. I cannot wait to talk about it. It's my favorite product.
Yeah, really awesome.
Awesome. So we'll be back. You're listening to Shona on the Radio with Lala. Then we will close out the show for the week. We'll be back.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created for love. All of your life.
Shona on the Radio with Lala, and right now we're going to talk about our product of the week that we chose, and it is a GoPuck.
Yeah, GoPuck, like P-U-C-K.
Yes. We got to make that clear. But what it is a portable cell phone charger.
Well, any kind of charger. Device, yeah. Any device.
And, well, I use it for my cell phone. I know you could use it for your GPS as well.
Mm-hmm. And your GoPro.
That's right.
GoPro. I use it for my GoPro because I'm a big GoPro, you know, fanatic. And it's amazing because the GoPro goes through battery, like, boom, you know. And when I take it scuba diving, snorkeling, even hiking, it just... You have nowhere to charge it, you know? Once it's dead, you can't record anymore.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have this because I could just plug my GoPro right in and it's just charging. And I could wear it. It's not like I have to put it off to the side. I could still be filming. I put it on my side, you know, it clips onto your belt. It's really cool.
It does. It's awesome. And I use mine all the time for my cell phone. I don't have a GoPro yet, but hey, maybe one day. For Christmas, maybe.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure I would use it, too.
Yeah.
But it's awesome. And, you know, I've had one of those little portable chargers, and, you know, they say they work, but does it really always charge my phone? No, but the GoPro? No, not the GoPro. The GoPuck? Oh, my God. I've used it 3 times, and after the 3rd time, I had to charge it.
Yeah.
And it keeps the charge. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
And it charges fast.
And it does, yeah.
Really fast.
So fast.
It's, like they say, this charger or battery can keep your phone charged and charge it up to 3 times. So your iPhone 6, you charge it once fully from 0 to 100. You could do that 3 times before you need to recharge the battery. And that's amazing.
Yeah. My friend has one. He charged his, like, 4 or 5 times with it.
Yeah.
Hasn't had to charge it.
Really cool.
It's awesome. And, you know, I mean, when you do have to charge the battery, it does take some time, but it is totally worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find more information on them by Googling GoPuck. And they do have a website, GoPuck.com.
Yeah. Like, and it's the mount is also awesome on it.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty unique, too. You could...
Yeah,
you know, keep
your
it on
GoPro,
your purse and-
like people who like GoPros, you can attach the GoPro to the front of it. They have an area for that. I saw people put it on their cars, their bikes, their belts, like I said, their book bags, and it can charge 2 phones at the same time, too.
Yeah.
It has two USB ports in it, so that's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm so happy with it. You know, I've been telling all my friends, GoPuck, you know, because it's really good to have in a day and age where we're all on our phones constantly and everyone's phone is dying. So, really cool.
I absolutely love it. I'm going to buy my mom one for Christmas, totally, because she's always looking to charge her phone.
Yep.
You know, and when we go to concerts, I'm always looking to charge my camera. And
yes.
So, it's perfect for going to concerts, everything. So, I absolutely love it. So, thank you so much, GoPuck, for coming out with this awesome product.
Yes, thank you so much.
We absolutely love it. And we've been holding off talking about it.
Yeah.
For a few weeks.
I wanted to use it and get to know the product a lot before I talked about it, so.
Yes, really and cool. We absolutely love it. We back you 100%.
Yes.
And that is our show for this week. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next week. And check us out on Facebook.com/ShaunaOnTheRadio. Lala, what's your Facebook?
Facebook.com/TheLalaMarie. Send us a message. Send us some love.
Yes. And don't forget to email us and ask us questions if you need advice. We're perfect to give advice for.
Yeah. Usually.
Usually, yeah. And also for our Blue Line Hero Time, send us your messages. If you have a story about a police officer that you would like us to hear, let us know. We'd love to hear it. We will see you next week.
Bye.